This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 11th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman opened an AgriPulse webinar this afternoon focused on the threat of animal disease in the nation. Senator Bozeman's home state of Arkansas is rich with livestock production. He says a new farm bill provides an opportunity to see better policy to help producers navigate threat to their herds and flocks.
Animal health is a key focus in the farm bill approved by the House Agriculture Committee. Here in the Senate, Chairwoman Stabenow included provisions to address these concerns in her farm bill proposal. The approach I am partial to taking, however, follows the robust investments in animal health programs we included in the farm bill framework my Senate Republican colleagues and I released publicly last month.
Bozeman offered appreciation to USDA's response to disease outbreaks.
USDA has made good progress in providing support for producers with herds that have been hit with a confirmed outbreak, including the most recent announcement to expand the ELAP to cover milk losses. It's important that we do not penalize producers when dealing with an outbreak on their operation. Rather, we must seek to incentivize them to implement strong biosecurity measures, and if their operation is impacted, ensure producers are working with experts and veterinarians.
Bozeman also called on the Biden administration to hold global trading partners accountable in the event of any disease outbreaks in the nation.
It is of equal importance that the administration proactively engages with our trading partners to minimize the impact on exports. Too often our trading partners use animal diseases as a scapegoat for blocking U.S. exports. We must ensure unfair trade barriers are not put in place against American meat, poultry, and dairy products, and hold our trading partners accountable for science-based trade policies.
Signs that inflation cooled in June for a third straight month just added fuel to the fire for those who believe the Fed's first interest rate cut could be coming in September. The Labor Department reported that consumer prices declined 0.1% from May to June after having remained flat the previous month. It was the first monthly decline in overall inflation since May of 2020, when the economy was paralyzed by the pandemic. And measured from 1 year ago, prices were up 3% in June, cooler than the 3.3% annual rate in May. In June, gas prices plunged for a second straight month. Grocery prices ticked up by a slight 0.1%. Food prices are still up on average 21% from March of 2021. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core prices climbed just 0.1% from May to June, below the 0.2% increase the previous month. U.S. agriculture trade deficit continues to swell. USDA data shows the deficit at $15.2 billion thus far in the 23-24 marketing year. That compares to under $4 billion for the same period a year ago. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said there are a couple of good reasons for the imbalance.
First of all, it's a reflection of an economy, a global economy that's not as strong as the U.S. economy. And as a result, we're not seeing the level of purchasing that we've seen in the past. Secondly, we've seen a rather significant decrease in some of the purchases from China. They used to be our number one customer. They're now our number two customer. And I think there are probably a number of reasons for China basically redirecting some of their purchasing from the U.S. to other competitors. It's very difficult when we continue to see China being criticized. It's pretty difficult when your number one customer is being criticized that they would expect that they would continue to be our number one customer.
Through the end of May, the U.S. sold just over $122 billion worth of ag products, but imported almost $138 billion. Last year's trade deficit was over $17 billion. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.